إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقراراً بربوبيته وإرغاماً لمن جحد به وكفر، كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المخطئة بتقوى الله، وأحثكم على طاعته، وأحذركم وبال عصيانه ومخالفة أمره، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. يقول ربكم سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, and I encourage myself and you to fear no one but Allah. As Allah, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran, all those who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, one of the main principles and concepts for any nation that wants to be in a state of glory and izzah, any nation, regardless what this nation believes in, if this nation wants glory and respect, this nation must be proud of its identity. No nation in the past and no nation in the future will ever have honor or respect or glory if it's not proud of its own identity. And as a nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best of nations, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, you were the best of nations to come out to people. The nation of Muhammad, without any doubt and without a competition, is no doubt the greatest nation that Allah had ever sent to mankind. But for this nation to be honorable, and for this nation to be respected, and for this nation to attain glory the way it was in the past, the members of this nation must be proud of its identity, which is something that Muslims lost, and something that the enemies of Islam had worked on for many years for Muslims to forget their identity, or at least if they don't forget their identity, not to be proud of their identity, not to be proud to say that I am a Muslim, not to be proud to say you're a Muslim. When you say you're a Muslim, then know that there's faults in you. This is what we've been taught. This is the old generation. They're embarrassed to say that we are Muslims. Some people are even embarrassed to say their names is Muhammad, so they say their name is Michael. Or their name is Mahmoud or Ahmed. They change it with other names. George or Sam or Michael. They are embarrassed. Not that they don't believe in Islam. They do believe in Islam, no doubt. But they're not proud of this identity. Not proud to be a Muslim. And this is one of the greatest things that the enemies of Islam had focused on the Muslim world. To make them feel humiliated when they say they are Muslims. And some people came, migrated from Muslim countries into this country, and they feel embarrassed to say they are Muslims. And we know many of them. Each one of us at least knows one or two. They are embarrassed to say they are Muslims, and they've changed their Muslim names to other names, so people don't recognize them that are Muslims. That's why this ummah in the past decades had lost its glory and respect. Because we're not proud of who we are. When we are the nation that should be proud of who we are. We have the Quran. We have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have Islam. And we have the greatest Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ones that must be proud. And if there's anyone that must be proud of their identity, it is us that must be proud of who we are. We must be proud of who we are. When I say I am a Muslim, I don't say it with my head down, but I say it with my head up, proud of who I am. I am a Muslim. Not because my name is Muhammad, because of the principles I believe in. I believe in the Quran. Do you have something better than the Quran? I believe in Allah. Do you have a better God than Allah? And I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you have someone better to follow than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My brothers in Islam, we must be proud of our identity. We must be proud of who we follow. We must be proud of what we believe in. We must be proud of what we do. We must be proud of what we follow. We believe in it in our hearts. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Arabs, the one nation that all other nations used to look down at because of lack of education and civilization. But when Islam came into their hearts, they became the leaders of mankind. And they were proud of being a Muslim. Not an Arab. They were not proud just to be an Arab. They were proud to be Muslims. They were proud to be followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they used to say it, they used to say it with their heads up, with pride and glory. If we want to see this ummah obtain its glory and honor and respect once again, we need to be proud of who we are. And I want to ask you, and I point this question to those who are sometimes embarrassed to say they are Muslims. Inshallah, if you could come forward and let your brothers at the back join. Jazakum Allah khair. I want to ask a question to those who are sometimes embarrassed to say they are Muslims or indicate they are Muslims by saying their names is Muhammad or Ahmed or Mustafa or Aisha or Khadija. I want to ask you, why are you embarrassed? Why? Why are you embarrassed? Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the one that you follow? Someone who is an embarrassment for you to follow? Is the Quran that you read a book that's an embarrassment for you to follow? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Lord and the Creator and the Master an embarrassment for you, wal-iyadu billah, that you worship? Where is our honor and glory? The honor and glory does not come from outside, my brothers in Islam. Remember that. Honor and glory and respect does not make you. And this is another misunderstanding that we have. Honor And glory and respect does not make you. You make the glory and honor and respect. Honor and respect and glory did not make Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is the most honorable and most respected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he made the honor and respect and glory. The Sahaba did not go and get honor and respect from anywhere, but they made the honor and respect. We need to bring the honor back to us and that respect. We need to bring that glory back to ourselves. And it all begins by your identity. Who you are. Who are you? Who are you? And this answer comes when you answer the second question is, what are you living for? If you know what you're living for, then you know who are you. If you know what the principles that you follow, then you know who are you. If you know what you surrender to, then you know who are you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, had made this easy for us. Allah azza wa jal had made this easy for us. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that the first question that the angels of death or the angels of the grave, Munkar wa Nakir, the first questions they ask you after you are dead in your grave, they ask you about your identity. They ask you about your identity. So they could know which path do you take, the hellfire or the paradise. And what do they say? Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Wa ma dinuk, and what's your religion? Wa man Nabiyuk, and who is the prophet they used to follow? Based on those three questions they ask, who is your Lord, what's your religion, and who's your prophet, then your identity will be clear. So who is your Lord? And who is your, what's your religion, and who is Muhammad? Definitely our Lord is Allah. And our religion is Islam. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the three questions that the angels ask you in your grave to identify your identity. Based on what you do in this dunya. Based on who you follow in this world. Based on what you surrender to in this world. So my Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is that just talk? Or is it action? Is it talk that I say, my Lord is Allah and my religion is Islam and my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or is that something that's in me? That just by people looking at me, they know that my Lord is Allah and my religion is Islam and my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is where you see the difference between a nation that we live at this current moment that lost its respect, or maybe reduced its respect and honor and glory, and the nation in the past where they obtained the glory and respect and honor, they used to see the worship of Allah in their faces, and used to see the submission and adherence to Islam in their actions, and used to see the following to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. Are we proud of who we are? Are you proud Muslim? Are you proud of your identity? Because I know there's a lot that are. And unfortunately, there's a lot that aren't. They believe in Islam, but they fear. They feel odd. They feel strange. They feel that people might look down at them if they say that we are Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't fear people, but fear the Lord of people. Don't be embarrassed of people, but be embarrassed of your Lord Allah. People are not the ones that you should be embarrassed of, but it's Allah, your creator and your master, that you must be embarrassed of. When you try and hide your identity, what happened? What happened to the beautiful word of Umar? The history records to the day of judgment. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and during his khilafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored the Muslims, that new established Islamic state, that the age of this new Islamic state does not even exceed 2 decades. Destroyed the largest 2 empires, the Roman Empire in the West and the Persian Empire in the East. And Muslims took to themselves a headquarters in Sham, in Damascus. They will ask Allah Azza wa Jal to free the people of Syria from their tyrant ruler. Muslims established Damascus as their new headquarters. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all he knows of Damascus is why he hears about Damascus. So he was invited by the Muslim leaders in Damascus for him to come to Damascus before he goes past to Jerusalem. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled from Medina up north towards Damascus. And when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived to Damascus, he was shocked to see the great civilizations that the Roman people had left behind, that the Arabs did not experience before. And he saw the effect and the influence of that civilization and development on the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the mujahideen and the warriors, in their clothing and in their horses and in their items and weapons. Where Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was still wearing old clothes from Medina and Mecca. And it was time for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to travel from Damascus to Jerusalem. So some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum start to put pressure on Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saying to him, "Oh Umar, you are the greatest leader standing on the surface of this earth, and you are going to meet other great leaders. So it's not nice and it's not suitable that in your clothing and appearance that you go and meet them like that. Let us give you new garments and a better horse than the horse that you are riding." Umar ibn al-Khattab refused at the beginning, but after continuous pressure on Umar ibn al-Khattab, he accepted. So he changed his garment and went on this new horse. But something came in his heart that the glory of Allah and the izzah of Allah and the honor is from Allah and the respect comes through Islam. He felt that something in his heart different. So he came off the horse, took off that new garment and started to stone those people. He put pressure on him to change. And he said the most beautiful words, and he said, "Nahnu qawmun a'izza, a'azzana Allahu bil Islam, fa'idha abtaghayna al-izzata bighayri al-Islam, adhallana Allah." He said those beautiful words that every single Muslim needs to know, and every single Muslim needs to acknowledge, and every single Muslim needs to understand. We need to know it, and we need to make our children understand it. He said those words that we need to implement. He said, we are people that Allah had honored us through Islam. And if we seek an honor beside Islam, Allah would disgrace us. Where is our honor from? From Allah. Where is our respect? From Islam. Where's our glory? From following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the moment that we turn our backs on Allah, or Islam, or following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will disgrace us. Allah will humiliate us. The moment that we're not proud, and we don't have pride in what we believe in and follow and worship, is that moment that we're going to be disgraced. And that's the moment that happened when the Muslim world started to be amazed by the Western technology and development. Muslims started to say, the West and the West and the West. And the way of life is the West. And if you want to implement a ruling, is the ruling of the West. And the West and the West. And I'm not saying everything is bad, but there's good things that we could get from the West and the East. But that's not your way of life. That's not your principle. And the Muslim world now starts to change from an identity of being a Muslim into an identity that's not part of their life. In their clothing, in their appearance, in their education, in society, in the social life, in the media, in the entertainment. They've changed. What happened to that change? Well, Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Allah will disgrace us. If we want an honor, we need to be proud of our identity. We need to be proud of who we are. We need to be proud of what we believe in. We need to be proud of who we follow, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where are our Muslim youth these days? following gangsters and actors and singers and not following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You've replaced the greatest example that Allah had created with the worst of people on the surface of this earth. How is Allah going to give you izzah and glory? How is Allah going to give me an honor and respect when I've replaced the greatest example, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the lowest and the most scummiest of people on the surface of this earth? You look at the appearance of some Muslims, they look like everyone except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They act like everyone except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They behave like everyone except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They do everything except what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. How do you expect Allah to honor you and give you respect? We need to be proud of who we follow, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to be proud of this great man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one that Allah had promised that the gates of the paradise would not open to anyone before him. When the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam knocks on the gates of the paradise, the gatekeeper of the paradise will say, "Who is there?" So the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam will say, "Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad the son of Abdullah." So the gatekeeper will say, "And listen and pay attention." He will say, "I was commanded by Allah not to open these gates to anyone before you." Who is that? Not the gangsters. Not the entertainers on TV. Not the Hollywood actors. Not your boss at work. Not your lecturer at uni. Not the scummiest people that you see on the surface of this earth. To whom are the gates would not open to anyone before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that we need to follow. Where is the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in your heart? And obviously every Muslim you speak to, they say, "I love the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam." Well, Islam is not just about talk. Islam is about action. Where is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life? The love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is in your life. The love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is in your character. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love is in your personality. The love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is what you do and what you think. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bihi. He says alayhi salatu wa sallam that none of you will become a true believer. None of you will become an acceptable or complete believer until his desires, his way of thinking is according to my way. None of you, none of you will become a complete believer until your desires, until what you think and how you think and what you do and how you do it is in accordance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what? Why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be according to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why shouldn't it be according to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you have someone better? Can you think of someone better? Can you bring of someone better? Yes, our way of thinking and our way of action should be according to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in it and we are proud of it. We say it loud with pride that I'm a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My actions are according to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something that I'm proud of. May Allah have mercy on Rabi ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala an. When he stood in front of Rustam, one of the greatest generals at that time from the Persian army. One of the most powerful generals at that time from the Persian army. Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be sent on the behalf of the Muslim army by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas to meet with Rustam. And when people used to utter the word Rustam, the general Rustam at that time, they used to get scared from how powerful and influential Rustam used to be. And Rabi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the ordinary soldier, an average soldier in a Muslim army. He was sent on the behalf of the Muslim army to speak on their behalf. When Rustam heard that one of the Muslims will be coming to him He prepares his tent, lays down the red carpet with beautiful mattresses and maids and slaves standing on each side, welcoming this Muslim or this person who's coming on the behalf of the Muslims. And Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in alone. Not a delegation, not 10 horsemen with him. He comes alone with his horse and walks into the tent of Rustam, not looking right or left, ripping the carpet that Rustam and his people had laid down for him to walk on with his own spear. And he stands in front of Rustam with full pride. Not pride that he has over him. He has pride of what he believes in. He has pride of what he follows. He has pride of what he fights for. He stands in front of Rustam. And Rustam sees this appearance in front of him. He sees this man in front of him that he'd never ever experienced from any other nation. Who's this person? So Rustam asks, "Who are you people? Who are you people? Where did you just pop up from? Where did you just come up from? You were Arabs that did not even know how to use a toilet." Yes, that's what he used. That's what he said to him. "You are Arabs that did not even know how to urinate. And now you want to come and fight us?" So Rabi' ibn Amir stands with his head up. Does not fear Rustam. And who is Rustam? And who is behind Rustam? And who is around Rustam? When Rustam used to make one gesture with his finger, he'll get 300,000 from the Persian soldiers moving. This Rabi' ibn Amir alone standing in front of Rustam, one of the most powerful generals at that time. He says, "We are Muslims. We are Muslims, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he says the most beautiful words. He says, "Jitna li nukhrija al-ibad min ibadati al-ibad ila ibadati rabbi al-ibad wa min dhiqi al-dunya ila sa'ati al-akhira wa min jawri al-adyan ila adli al-islam." We are people sent by Allah, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in Islam. We came to you to take it away from the worship of the creation to the worship of the Creator Allah. And from the tiredness of this world to the vastness of the hereafter. And from the injustice of all religions to the justice of Islam. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Powerful words. Coming out of a powerful heart. With powerful tongue. We are people sent by Allah to take you and your people away from the worship of the creation to the worship of the Creator. And from the tiredness of this world to the vastness of the hereafter, the paradise. And from the injustice of all religions to the justice of Islam. When Rustam heard that from Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Rustam heard those powerful words coming from this honorable and respected man, Rustam was so amazed. Rustam was shocked. And he said to Rabi, "Are you the Muslim leader?" These are words that only come from leaders. These are words that only come from the hierarchies. These are words that only come from masters and generals. He said to him, "Are you the leader?" So Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives him another shock. And he says, "No, I'm not the leader, but I'm an average soldier in the Muslim army." That shocked Rustam. When he sees this man, who is just an average soldier in a Muslim army, if that's their soldiers, what about their leaders? And he walked away. Those words that came out of this man with full pride and honor shook the throne of Rustam, and it was the ending of Rustam. Because they were powerful words coming out of the heart with pride and honor. Are you proud of your identity as a Muslim? Are your children proud of who they are, what they follow? Are you proud that you are worshipping Allah? Are you proud that you are following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you proud that the Quran is your your constitution, your way of life, your guidance, your light, your path. This is what we need to have. As long as we're not proud of who we are, don't wait for glory. Don't wait for the honor. Don't wait for respect. For a nation to be respected, for a nation to be honored, for a nation to be feared, for a nation to obtain glory, that nation must be proud of who they are. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على النبي المعتبر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My brothers in Islam, one of the major things that the enemies of Islam penetrated into the Muslim world is to destroy something called being proud you're a Muslim. And we live it with all this pressure that we see in the media, that every second or third day they'll just begin a new saga or a new wave just to put pressure on Muslims. The main pressure they want is to see reaction from us. What's that reaction? It's for us to fear that we're Muslims. For us not to be proud of who we are. This pressure on the Muslim community, whether here or around the world, even in Muslim countries, is to make us fear that we are Muslims. To take that pride out of our hearts. To take that principle away from us. Because there's no religion on the surface of this earth has firm principles the way Islam has. And the only way to destroy Islam is not to rip the Quran or burn the Quran. The way to destroy Islam is rip it from the hearts of the Muslims. Take it out of their hearts. How do you take it out of their hearts? Make them feel humiliated when people know they are Muslims. Make them feel the pressure that when they say their name is Muhammad, they feel embarrassed. So their kids become worse. And their grandchildren are even worse. And by then, the concept of Islam is taken away from their lives. But we say, as long as we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and as long as we say the truth, and as long as we read the Quran, and as long as we are united, no one can rip the Quran or Islam out of our hearts. As long as we surrender to Allah, as long as we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as we pray, and as long as we are united, nothing can take this out of our hearts. Nothing. Because you could do whatever you want to do from the outside, but this heart is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, our identity as Muslims, and not as Muslims, but proud Muslims. Our identity as proud Muslims, proud of what we believe in, proud in who we worship, proud in who we follow, proud in what we do, proud in how we look like, proud in how we think like. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to see from us, and that's how we continue the legacy that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. عباد الله اتقوا الله فيما أمر وانتهوا عما عنه نهى وزجر وحافظوا على حضور الجمع والجماعات واعلموا أن الله أمر بأمر عظيم عميم بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الصحابة الكرام وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر، لا تبقي منهم ولا تذر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم، اللهم انصرهم على طاغيتهم، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان وفي كل بقاع الأرض يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب والأبصار صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك، وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه، استخدمنا لدينك ورفع راية نبيك، حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.